Amid chemical warfare claims in Syria, another crisis arises. Religious violence has Christians in Tanzania concerned. And do you know where Abkhazia is? We'll tell you on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Amid talk of chemical warfare in Syria comes another disturbing report. The UN says Syria's ongoing turmoil is posing an unprecedented threat to children. Over 1,700 kids under the age of 10 have been killed. And with Syria upside down and sideways, home is one of the only safe places for kids to be. And just like radio in the days of World War II, TV's becoming a vital companion. Weighing in is George McKean of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa.
These kids really growing up faster because of the pain they are witnessing. We try to create this space where they can feel a bit safer, loved, and accepted away from the trauma they are going through.
You can learn more about Sat7 Kids at our website. At a time like this, prayer is desperately needed.
Pray for a peaceful future. This is the most needed thing.
Next, a spike in the persecution of Christians could jeopardize Tanzania's reputation as a country free of religious violence. The Voice of the Martyrs reports a large group of radical Muslims attacked two pastors in the northeastern town of Geita. Both survived the attacks. VOM contacts are providing aid and support to these pastors, their families, and other Christians. Pray both for safety and that Christians would have the courage to continue to share God's love with the Muslims in their area. This is Mission Network News. Do you know where Abkhazia is? Might be hard to find on a map. Abkhazia is nestled between Russia and Georgia and struggles with an international identity crisis. Basically, the Slavic nation of Georgia wants to claim Abkhazia as one of their regions. Abkhazia wants to be their own country, but isn't formally recognized yet by the UN. Dick Page, with SOAR International Mission, says in Abkhazia's push for independence, there's been a lot of fighting.
Just a totally war-torn country that the entire infrastructure was pretty much destroyed, and people are living basically in poverty there.
Out of 400,000 people in Abkhazia, there are only 300 Christians. A team with SOAR recently went to Abkhazia to give out baskets of hope.
We do sponsored gift baskets to needy children in orphanages and street kids and kids in really poor families, and combine those with a children's Bible. Use that as an opening for sharing the gospel.
The full story is at our website. Meanwhile, Russian kids with special needs are getting their own fun summer vacation time. There's about 1.6 million special needs children in Russia, and they're often pushed off to the side. But an American team is ministering to them with Connect Ufa in southwestern Russia, according to the International Mission Board. The team is hosting summer vacation time for special needs kids and their families this week. It's a strategic way for them to share the gospel, too. Will you pray? And lots of teachers around the world are often put into classrooms without the training they need to help the kids succeed. Worldwide Christian Schools answered that with the Educational Care Training Modules. They cover everything from a biblical worldview to how to run a classroom. Dale Dielman says,
our focus is to train trainers within each country, and those trainers then go out and multiply themselves by identifying other people so it trickles down to the local community.
They've launched programs in Africa and Latin America. Recently, an opportunity opened up in Southeast Asia.
Where God invites us, we don't say no. So we've developed some relationships in Indonesia and Cambodia with some emerging partners.
The team's heading to Indonesia next month to teach the first two training modules, and they could use a lot of prayer.
During this time, we also will be identifying people who would like to step forward and say, I want to be an education care trainer here in Cambodia or here in Indonesia.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. Now, the book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many other questions? You can get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.